You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Is it crazy yet?
Oh.
Just checking.
It's crazy.
Is it crazy? Yeah. Good morning, Christy Simone.
Good morning, Edward. Good morning to all of you good, fine folks out there in radio land. 790-2040 is our phone number. WakeUpTucsonComments@gmail.com is a way you can email us, but also that is your RSVP line.
Do it.
For...
Do it.
Do it.
I'll be the...
Do it.
Subliminal.
Do it.
Do it. For the party. It's a week from today. And our friends from Arizona Sands Club will be here at 8 o'clock. 5:30 start, 27th of October on a Tuesday. Ed was just giving you the forecast. You might have to wear your winter hat next Tuesday.
And that'd be cool.
That's how
we
crazy
will be
this.
Inside. But you can't go outside on the patio and look at the stadium on one side and the city and all on the other side.
A city that's much safer to look at from the third level, as we like to say.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we got that. Now, what's really interesting, so I went yesterday to the Trump event.
Yay!
Okay.
Tell me more.
And what happened was that... I'll fix that 8:30 thing.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Oh, that's right. Correct. Right. Okay, that's what I was going to say. You got me confused. Sorry. All right. So then we also our friend Gene Fettigan, the head honchette at Sister Jose's Women's Shelter. So give you an update. They got an event coming on Saturday. We love helping out the ladies at the Sister Jose Women's Shelter. So Bill Beard, myself, Mr. Higgins, and Mrs. D went to the Trump event yesterday.
They went to the rally. Going to the rally with their signs and their hats and their shirts. They went to the rally.
Now, what's great about this whole thing, now, if you went to the...
Any riots?
No.
No? No, people aren't throwing burning things or anything?
Now, what happened? So Higgins is going to do... Him and I are going to do election night, right? And then I said to him, we should get you on at least a couple of times before election night to talk about this whole election season or whatever. So he was scheduled to come on today, yesterday. And then it just happened to be over the weekend, we all found out that we're going to a Trump event together. So Joe's on. He's going to stop. You know, classic Higgins. He'll just float in, float out.
Good deal.
But it's perfect timing for him and I to talk about what we experienced and what we saw. Now, I saw a bunch of Wakeys there yesterday. Yeah. So call us. 790-2040. What did you like about it? Was there anything you didn't like? What did you experience? What did you feel when you were there? Because it's an event. I've never been to an event like that.
Really?
So even when I saw Trump in San Diego.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a fundraising lunch. Different vibe.
I see.
Yep. It still had similar vibe, but I'm sitting in this beautiful hotel in downtown San Diego with a lot of big donors from not just San Diego, but between San Diego and L.A. Because that year he had to do an L.A. event, but anyway, there were big hitters in that room, so it's a different vibe. Okay, now he's hilarious. I mean, he's like a comedy show. He's like a comedy show, okay? The way he just talks about stuff, it's really, he's hilarious, okay? So, but seeing it with the grassroots humans yesterday, and as Bill Beard put on his Facebook page when he showed the throngs of all these people, he said, oh, I live in a blue dot where? Right, in relation to Southern Arizona, Tucson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
And the one thing is that was, there's lots of things that were really good about this event, but one thing I will share and then we'll get a phone call in is the mix of humanity. Okay? When they want to say, oh, it's a bunch of racist old white guys, that's a lie. It was a true cross-section of young, old, kids, teenagers, college people, people in their 20s, 30s, older people, people, Hispanics, African American, everyone, the diversity of America was shown off. There were even a few, I saw people with their gay pride flags with their Trump, gays for Trump signs running around.
Yeah.
It was there. It was happening. Let's go to the phones, 790-2040. Barney, good morning. Welcome to the show, buddy.
Good morning. I want to point out something. The rally was tremendous. It's like a rock concert.
Uh-huh.
Starts out, there's music playing, everybody's having a great time waiting for the stars to come on stage. But I want to point out something about this star. Now, I was in some bleachers. I got lucky and was in the only shaded area in that entire venue. And this guy comes out, walks down off of Air Force One, walks a good 100 yards across the tarmac. It's, you know, it's about 3:30 in the afternoon. Everybody's standing, and, you know, I'm in pretty good shape. He comes out onto the stage. He's wearing a dark suit. He's in full sun. After about hearing him about a half an hour, I sat down, you know, just to get off my feet, be a little more comfortable. This guy in his early 70s is showing zero signs of fatigue. He is pumped. He is getting the crowd going. He is older than the great majority of the crowd. And the stamina of this guy is just astonishing. And, you know, by contrast, I looked at a couple of rallies of Biden online. You know, when we came to the Trump event yesterday, drove down Tucson Boulevard in the airport from Valencia all the way past Hotel Row, thousands of people streaming in. By contrast, Biden event in Phoenix and in Las Vegas later in the month, dead empty. So the contrast is amazing, but Trump, the guy's miraculous. What he has done in the Middle East, what he did in 2016 just to win the election, what he does 2 weeks after having this virus, he's out there pounding it. And so, you know, I find it moderately unbelievable and awfully dang happy about having this guy as commander-in-chief.
Well, I think one of the things he kept on reaffirming, right, is he's not a politician, right? And it's just amazing how this guy who, you know, is worth millions, billions, whatever he's worth, right, somehow has transformed over the last few years as the guy for the common person, where Joe Biden is the one for the bureaucracy and the technocrats and the university professors, and this guy is this millionaire billionaire has truly become this guy for the regular John and Mary of America.
And that's a great point. And Biden, in addition to what you said, is the leader of the Washington corruptocracy. He has been milking it for 47 years. These emails that came out were amazing. One that's not gotten a lot of play is one Hunter sends to his family. I love you all. I'm going to try to help you make money. And when you do, I'm not going to ask for 50% like Pop does. So this guy has been running a mafia-like crime family for God knows how long. Here's this outsider Trump. And, you know, I know we do run out of time, but I want to do one quick parallel with a prior president. But here's an outsider, not involved in the political process, gave to Republicans and Democrats throughout his career. And he comes on stage at exactly the right time to help preserve this republic. And the contrast I want to make is something with regard to Harry Truman. And Israel had just become a country, and I'm not sure if it was an ambassador or some official from Israel, is in with Truman and saying, you know, Mr. President, I don't know if you realize what an amazing thing you've done, you know, the Jewish people, this. And Truman cuts him off and says, you know, whatever his name was, Avi, I am Cyrus. And that gives an indication of Truman's knowledge of the Bible and his historical place in time, where thousands of years after Cyrus, he comes in and performs the same miracle. And that's what Trump is doing.
This is getting deep at 6:17 in the morning. I like it.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for the time, and glad you made it yesterday. It was an amazing spectacle.
Amen, brother. Hey, thanks for the good call starting us off today, Barney. Have a good day,
bud. Thank you. See ya.
790-2040 is the phone number. If you were there, give us a call and let us know how you felt about being at the event. Christy, Simone, Ed Alexander, and you, Joe Higgins, soon. Sister Jean, we might have the guy who's the head of the Drug Czar calling in today, too, Ed. I got to add that on you. So, Drug Czars and everything. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Tom Petty's birthday, so we're celebrating that. I also, they had a unique playlist of music during the Trump event. I tried to remember as many as I could off the top of my head, so we're going to play some of the tunes that was at the Trump event. Kay, hold on, I'll get to you in just a minute. These are some numbers that were shared by the GOP chairwoman, Rona McDaniel. So these are the numbers for the Prescott rally. They said they had 22,000 people sign up to get tickets for the Prescott rally. 23.7% not Republican. Mm. So almost a quarter of the people who wanted tickets for the Trump event were not Republican.
Okay. They could have been independents, though, too, right?
Right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But they weren't just hardcore, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Got it.
37.6% of the people who went to this is in Prescott.
Still,
37.6% did not vote in 2016, and they went to the Trump. They went to the Trump event, and then in Tucson, 19,291 less signups in Tucson than Prescott. Okay, 28.2% not Republican. 28.6%. Did not vote in 2016. So it's only Higgins. Don't worry about it. So 6:25 in the morning, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Kay on line two. Kay, you're on Wake Up Tucson. So you were there. Where were you sitting?
Good morning. I was in the shade up against the building.
Look at you guys. You and Barney in the shade.
It was crazy. What impressed me was the effort involved to go. And I have a new appreciation for all of his other rallies and the number of people that go to those rallies and the effort that's involved. It was incredible. It was an all-day event, out in the sun, hot. And people were there, and they wanted to be there. It was amazing. It was just amazing.
How did you feel when you were there? What were your feelings as you were the lead up during the whole thing?
You're going to ask me my feelings?
That's me. Feelings, whoa, feelings.
I was next to a veteran, an elder disabled veteran in a wheelchair. Most of the 98% of the time, he's folded in half, basically. He's so weak. He's folded in half, can't hold his head up. Security walked by, kept asking us, is he okay? Is he okay? And said, yes, yes. When President Trump came out, the man stood up. It brought tears to my eyes. It was the most amazing thing I've seen in my life. That's how I felt.
Conserving his energy, as we like to say.
It was amazing. So it was a lot of fun. It was fun to see the people. It was fun to see the T-shirt. There's a guy in front of me who had a picture of Reagan on his shirt with a Trump hat on. Reagan had a Trump hat on. It was hysterical.
I will tell you, it was something like I have never really experienced anything like that. you know, and that was, it was just wild, that whole, the whole feeling of the event.
It was. Absolutely. And my husband went to the one in 2016 down at the convention center, and the difference was, he said there was a lot of energy in 2016, a lot less people, but it was amazing. And it was the most fun was standing in line waiting to get in, talking to people.
Tell me about what you saw in relation to who made up the crowd.
Well, that was the other interesting thing. I've been in Tucson since 1980, and I didn't see anybody I know.
Right.
I didn't see anybody that I know. And the age of the crowd was from age 3 months to 80, 85.
I was blown away by the amount of kids, teenagers, and college kids there.
Right? Ton of kids. And kids for Trump signs. It was great. It was really, I kept thinking, am I in Tucson?
Yeah, that's what Bill Beard put that on his picture of the whole event. He said, I'm supposed to be living in a blue dot of Arizona. It didn't feel like it today, right?
Right.
So when you said you didn't recognize anyone, when we see the stats that it said that 28% of people who were there were not Republican, 28% of people who signed up did not vote in 2016.
That's pretty consistent through all of his rallies, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a pretty consistent. And the other thing is, a lot of people, because he was supposed to come a couple weeks ago, didn't get tickets for this time. And we were in line with some people and said, well, we didn't get tickets. Is it okay? So you're just giving the statistics of the people who actually took the time to get the tickets.
That's true.
And there were a lot of people that didn't. We were in line with people from Phoenix.
Okay, I got to roll, but thanks for the good call. Thanks for the...
Have a good day.
Have a great day. Thanks for being there. When we come back, the prodigal son's back here. Joseph T. Higgins, Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. 6:35 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. Good morning to the prodigal... radio host, good friend Joe Higgins.
Good morning, sunshine. Wake Up Tucson. Great to be here. A part of all this again. I miss you guys.
Yeah,
miss you guys. Ed, you look great.
We sometimes miss you.
Well, I hear No Joe Jazz Thursday from time to time when I'm tuning into you, and I always think, oh, all right.
They're still crapping on me.
Right, I'm still getting picked on by these guys.
Well, we had a heck of a day yesterday.
What a fun day. Thank you for getting me in, and Bill Beard, too, for the ticket, because we got ushered to the top of the whole thing in front of a wall. We got to see the whole deal. But what an event. I know I heard you talk a little bit the first segment, but he's a showman.
Yeah.
From everything the man does, he's a showman. He knows how to put a crowd on. He knows how to put a party. They're throwing T-shirts and hats out to everybody.
Right.
I mean, it was beautiful. Music. And then he came out and did it, Air Force One pulls in the background, you know, like pulling up your car to a barbecue grill or something like that. There's a 747 and light.
And of course they do that whole thing. I wasn't sure. We asked the guy in front of us who was, Mayor Ed was sitting with us from Marana, of course. And the guy who was with him was retired Air Force. And remember they do the whole thing where it sounds like the radio tower in Air Force One. And like, you know, Air Force One, they do that whole thing. And it sounded like bullcrap to me. Bill had the best line about it. It didn't sound real because there wasn't enough static. It sounded too clear. But it was part
of
the
tower pulling in. Please pull in, Air Force One. You're clear to land. And then he shows up 5 minutes later.
That's so cool.
With the music going.
Yeah.
And the playlist. We go from Ave Maria and Our Father.
I scrambled out as best as I could for Ed. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're in.
So what, Chris, here's what I think we will not see that again in our life. I think that is a once in a lifetime event to see. The Great Unwashed, the caller that called in earlier here since the 80s, me too. I didn't see a lot of people I knew, man.
Right.
These are random people coming out from under their hobbles to say, I like Trump and I'm going to be there a part of that. It was beautiful to see.
Yeah, like I said, I saw maybe, I saw several people I knew, but there was thousands there.
Yes. It doesn't remind you a little bit of the Tea Party stuff we did back in the 2010s?
Even more because I think it's even better than the Tea Party because we saw a lot of older people, I thought, at the Tea Party thing where this was So many young people.
There's a whole college group of homeschool kids in front of us. Yeah. Little girl had the Do Tread on Me hat, and I asked her, do you know what that is? And she knew it.
Absolutely. So she didn't go to TUSD.
No. I think you mentioned it earlier on the first segment where you said, look, the Democrats have moved to this professor class and this elite class and this technocrat and bureaucrat.
Yeah.
When I grew up, the Democrat Party was the Kennedy, the John Kennedy,
right.
The blue dog Democrat. That's gone. And the Republican Party has just picked up that whole swath of folks to say, it's a big tent. Come on in. We're all going to be part of it.
Well, and those unions that they kind of built part of their power on, right, which were the kind of the working guy and woman unions, they've kind of flipped towards Trump now.
Yes.
Right? The people that are unions who like Biden and Grijalva and those folks, it's like the telecommunications or whatever government union or whatever, the teachers
Cash
union.
And, right.
Right? It's not the real blue collar. The blue collar unions are flipping towards Trump.
Yes. And I think that Obama did a great job for 8 years of just absolutely messing up that party. Look at the state houses that got lost, the governorships that got flipped. What he did is he moved it towards, you're deplorable, you're stupid, we know better, listen to us, we're the experts, sit down and enjoy the ride.
Right.
And I think Americans woke up and said, no, we know what we're doing. And I think Trump actually pulled the Band-Aid off and let us see that, hey, it hasn't been a game between Hollywood, the university systems, the media, even science is being co-opted and kind of it's all played. So I think we're waking up, and Ed said it earlier in the booth with me. He says, we're not that dumb.
Right.
We're not watching the news and saying Biden's got a 93% chance of winning. We're just not that dumb.
People know how their life is. Their life is fine.
Right.
Except for the lockdown. It's not his fault, the Wu flu. I mean, it's the governor's fault.
Right.
Again, in your city. But people are fine. Look at your 401.
Yep.
Are we at war? You know? What's wrong? Yep. There's nothing wrong, damn it, except you guys are calling us racist.
Right.
Because we're sitting here in the middle of the country.
Right.
There's nothing wrong.
All they have left is to pull a race war and to put us against each other and pit ourselves each other, and we're going to be black against white and Antifa against the Proud Boys. That's all they got. They don't have the wash. They don't have an agenda or a plan. Have you heard what Biden's plan is? What he's going to do?
Well, okay, the deplorable thing still exists, right? That attitude.
Yeah,
back
totally.
To what you said.
Totally.
I mean, Hillary, God bless her, honestly said out of her mouth, if you're not part of this technocratic, bureaucratic, university professor crew that's enlightened,
exactly.
Deplorable.
You're not smart enough.
So one of my least favorite senators, or favorite senators, because the way she is this Mazie Hirono from Hawaii.
Yeah.
She's the one who asked Judge Barrett in front of her children, has she sexually assaulted anyone recently?
Yeah, she's the sexual preference one, right?
That's not okay, a
new word we can't talk about.
You're going to love this line. We Democrats know so much that we tend to alienate voters.
Bingo. Bingo. Where is the John Kennedy Democratic Party from the 1960s? Where is that? Where is that Democratic? The Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin. Minnesota.
Right.
Chicago. That's how we grew up. That was blue. That was the working man Democratic Party.
Yeah.
It's done a 180.
No.
Now you have to be a master's or PhD in a professor class to get them. Come on.
790-2040. Give us a call if you are there. We'd love to hear your reactions. I will tell you that during the speech, right, he has his teleprompter. He knows when to go off the prompter, right?
Is someone feeding him stuff? Because it seems like he jumps back at the right times. Because he goes off and then comes back.
I don't know. Maybe
it's beautiful.
Someone, he has his phone in his pocket and they buzz him.
Maybe.
Says, get back on track or
right.
Something like that.
Or Fitbit.
Right. Right. Just the way he kind of straddles the thing, right? And then he went right into 5-10 minutes about...
He's in charge.
Right, how criminal the Bidens are.
Yes.
Right? And then, of course, he follows it up with the on the tarmac.
Yes.
The reporter's like, did you just call Joe Biden a criminal? Yeah, I did. I called his entire family criminal. And then he points at her and says, you're criminal for not reporting
it. How does this story go untouched?
Right.
I mean, first it's Russian disinformation. Of course it's not. DNI Radcliffe comes out and says, yeah, no, it's not. In fact, you got Hunter Biden calling with voicemails going, hey, where's my laptop? You got the lawyer sending. I mean, it's clearly his laptop, right?
Right.
And then no one wants to cover it. Single biggest story, number two, in fact, Trump says this. This is the second biggest story going on in this entire world. Number one was them spying on me in 2016. I remember sitting in this booth with you back then when it was on.
Right.
And Trump tweeted out, I've been spied on. And I said to you, how is this not bigger than Watergate?
Right.
Except in Watergate had the plumbers. This one was the internal government spying on the incoming candidates.
Correct.
And it goes 3.5 years without being prosecuted or actually caught.
Well, again, remember, they're spied on his... This is how bizarre the world is, right? Or just how the way politics are, right? So they spy on his campaign, but then they do all these investigations about Russian collusion of him.
On him.
Right.
Right.
I mean,
and then you hit right up, follow that up with Ukraine and the phone call, the perfect phone call.
Right.
And what's Biden's family doing? Taking right. money from the same people in Ukraine.
I like he said, and Joe doesn't know what Burisma, what's Burisma? And then they found that picture of him playing golf with the president of Burisma. I just love it.
Yeah, he's a comedian.
790-2040 is the phone number. Let's go to Jackie on line two. Jackie, you're on with Chris and Joe. What's up?
Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie.
Trump 2020. I didn't get to go yesterday because I had a doctor's appointment. I was so mad, but you know how long it takes to get into the doctor. And I was like, okay, fine. So I raced home, and I got online, and I watched it. I had goosebumps. I still have goosebumps. I so wish I had been there. Oh, my God. Everything that he said, I was just, oh, my God, this, yes, this.
He's a showman. Oh, he really knows how to hold the crowd. You can tell.
And I kind of liked it a little bit when he called Ducey up and they booed. I thought that was kind of funny because you're in Tucson, and, you know, Tucson, we're not real happy.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jackie. Okay. I would say 30 to 40% of the crew booed when Ducey got up.
Yeah, now, I was just like, oh, well, and it's not that I hate him. It's just I'm pissed because he gave everything to Rahina, and that's why we're where we're at here.
Correct. You know, Chris has learned through radio where to find the quiet moment and try to anticipate it. And I listened this morning to see if I came up on his mic when he was talking, but because we were right behind it. So where we were sitting, right? So bleachers right behind Trump, we weren't there. We were just to the right behind him, okay?
Nice.
But closest you can be to the president and as high as you can be in that bleacher, that's where we were sitting, okay?
I'm glad I wasn't there because I would have run up and hugged him. I would have gotten arrested.
So there was a quiet moment where Little was coming and Chris gets cups. I felt like I was at one of my daughter's soccer games yelling at the ref, right?
Yes.
And I literally like, Doug, open the stay! Open the damn stay!
Did you really?
I did.
He did.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's incorrigible.
Oh my God, recall Romero!
The look of horror on Mayor Ed's face while we were doing it.
He was not happy. He was not happy.
He's like, I shouldn't have sat with these two bozos. Or at least one bozo.
I'm so glad that you got to go, and I wish I could have gone, but I did watch the majority of it, you know, live as soon as I got home, and I was just, it was really something to watch. It really was.
Again, so. Jackie, I don't think we're going to see that again in our lifetime.
Won't.
There was this pent-up hunger, like, look, we like America. It's an idea that worked for 240 years. We do big things. We tackle the world. We come in and we fix and we leave, and we just have this hunger to get back to the flag and just, like... It's okay to be American. Yes. We don't have to apologize.
It really is. And they've buried that this year. It's been buried under so much stuff.
Yes.
And I love it that he just, everybody's pandemicked out. I mean, if you don't agree with that, you could go to Canada right now.
Yes.
So, again, the playlist at this thing was quite eclectic, as we like to say, all right? Mm-hmm. But they played the Lord's Prayer by Andrea Bocelli, right?
Nice.
And I turned to my wife and Joe and Bill Beard and I said, what if they played this at a Democrat rally?
Oh my God.
And we figured out half of them would be horrified, and the half would be like, what are you playing this, bro?
Offended.
They'd smile and squirm. That's what they would do.
They wouldn't admit. They're taking God. Under God doesn't belong in the pledge.
No, but they won't admit it.
And that's all they care about right now.
Well, Jackie, thanks for the phone call, and I'm glad you watched it. There is a hunger out there. I'm telling you, people are sitting there going,
there is.
Let's be proud of where we're from again, man.
I was at the doctor's office yesterday, too, and it was on Newsmax on the TV instead of the usual doctor office stuff. Yeah baby.
Proud to be an American.
Yeah, baby.
At least I know I'm free.
Get out and vote.
Yes.
Amen, sister. Great call, Jackie. Have a good day.
Okay. You too. Bye, honey.
6:47 in the morning. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone, Ed Alexander. As we like to say, we got the band back together again. Joe and I are going to be doing election night together.
We are, right.
Award-winning news between Higgins and I.
And we'll call it a week later. Do we ever leave or do we just stay in the air until they call the election? I don't think we're going to know that night. Pennsylvania just got punted 3 more days.
Yeah,
no postmarks. Went to the Supreme Court.
Whatever.
And that's a key state, man.
Whatever.
It better be at 350. It better be 350 electoral ballot votes.
Yeah. All right, Ed, spit us away. 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Oh, Hillary Clinton's on the line.
Oh.
Cold as ice. Foreigner, wake up, Tucson.
I get it.
The piano player is a birthday today. There's his piano, man. That's cool.
Part of the Trump playlist yesterday. Joe Higgins, Christy Simone.
On the bow, looking over the world in front of us.
So what happened was we were up on the upper corner of the bleachers, and what I did is I actually leaned over looking at Air Force One while I was playing, and Joe held me so I wouldn't fall over.
I was holding by the belt. I was grabbing on.
Oh, is that what we're calling it, by the belt?
That's a funny
I was hanging
one.
On, buddy. I wouldn't let you fall. I got you.
My good friend Joe Higgins is here.
Good morning, everybody.
If you just one of our new listeners, Joe and I used to do the show together for several years.
Yes.
And then he went off to be a charter school empire builder.
Yes.
And he comes back and graces us with his presence.
That's right.
While,
I've learned so much by doing this show with you. I learned I came from the business world and small business world, ran for office. I did your show on a Saturday morning.
That's right.
7 a.m. Only your mother and my mother were listening at the time.
That's true.
And then we got the nod to go into Drive Time Radio. And here we are, 7 years together. You're like a second wife to me. I wake up every morning with you two guys and we have fun and we interviewed all kinds of crazy people. Restaurants and senators and dog catchers and just had a ball. So
and the best of progressive rock.
Prog rock, right, yes.
Thank you very much.
I've got an appreciation for yes now after hanging out with Chris.
I think he's lying. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to our good friend Matt Neely on three. Matt, you're on with Chris and Joe. What's up?
Good morning, Rose. Did Joe sketch you later?
We'll tell a story about escaping the parking lot that we had enough time that Joe did. Joe did actually do a portrait of me.
So I watched it. I watched it online, and that's what's nice. You don't have to pay attention to the local news to see what really happened. And I didn't see a speech of racism or white supremacy or hatred or anything. I saw a speech of optimism. I saw a speech of a rising tide lifting all boats. I saw a speech of somebody who rattled off an amazing list of accomplishments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so it was just fantastic. And of course, you know, on the news, just for giggles, I tuned in at 10 o'clock and it was the fifth story on KOLD. And then they actually said,
really, Matt?
But that wasn't the only rally in town.
Oh, you're kidding. What'd they go to?
And they actually cut to Menlo Park where they had a dozen, and I mean literally a dozen people there, and a borderline obscene sign that they put on TV for it. And they had 12 people at Menlo Park.
Ed pulled it up. They're all in little circles. They're 6 feet apart, Matt. They got the whole thing. Yeah, there's actually 11 people, Matt, just to clarify.
11. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt when I said a dozen.
And what'd they say, 20,000 to 50,000? What was the final number? I didn't hear.
For what?
For Trump's thing.
Well, they
did
said
they pick a number?
They said 2,000.
Oh, 2,000.
And it was
you lost
more
your mind.
How many were there?
It's got to be a few. I mean, that thing can only fill so many. It's got to be at least a few thousand.
Few thousand?
Yeah, I mean, that was not a huge venue. They were, I mean, that's why we weren't socially
like
distancing or wearing our masks and being a super
stadium,
spreader
right.
event.
You're right.
So let's just say that 2,000 was, there's no way it could have been less than that, and it likely was more.
Absolutely. All right, Matthew, I got to sneak in one more call, but thanks for the call as always. Our good friend Matt Neely, 790-2040. Let's go to Lori on line two. Lori, you're on with Chris and Joe.
Hey, guys. So my daughter works for the RNC War Room for Trump.
Okay.
And prior to yesterday's rally here, she texted me and she said, we are currently on a conference call with the president.
Ooh.
And the outtakes that you're hearing from his comments about Fauci, those are what she clips and puts out either to the White House, the RNC, or the RNC committee.
You mean the one where he referenced Dr. Fauci as a loser?
Yes. Yes.
That was the one she was on?
Yes. Ooh. Yes. So she sits at a computer all day, well, from 6 a.m. until 2:30. There's two different shifts. And she clips information from different news sources, interviews, and sends them out. But she was so thrilled that he was on the conference call. And she said it was a bit odd because it wasn't their normal hold music. And she said all of a sudden it started playing the stuff that he plays at the rally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the campaign chair came on and said, oh, by the way, we're going to be joined today by the president for our conference call.
Oh, cool.
So it was a thrill for her.
So during the event, there are kids in their 20s, younger 20s, handing out T-shirts, and just like a rock concert or a baseball game, they're throwing hats, and everybody's drinking up in the air, they're giving Gatorade. There was a lot of energy around like a concert or a sporting event.
Sure, yeah.
No, it was. Did you go?
No, I didn't. I had to tend to business. I just came back from a trip from D.C. for a week and seeing my daughter and that was interesting. As she said, nobody's willing to put out Trump signs, but you know that there are Trump supporters out there. They just don't want to show it.
One thing I want to say, because you do work for TPD, is as we're all walking back to the parking disaster, which is a whole other story we'll share later, okay? Everyone, hundreds of people, as we were walking past, were thanking every TPD officer as they went by.
Yep.
That's so great.
Respect.
I mean, other than, you know, not spitting on them at a downtown Rahina protest, they were being thanked for their actual service for serving the community. It was a great moment.
Yep.
Well, that's wonderful.
All right, we got to go.
Well, I'm
Lori,
glad you guys got to go. Take
absolutely.
Care.
Have a good day. We have coming up Sergeant Jack Julesing from Homeless Outreach for TPD coming up next with Chris and Joe.